This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Student protesters have been camping in front of the library at Northwestern University for about 24 hours now. They are part of a national college occupation movement demanding school officials cut ties with Israel. Cerise Hamad stopped by yesterday to show her support. She doesn't go to Northwestern, but both her parents are Palestinian refugees.
It's so beautiful to see all of these young, cute kiddos, but like really radical, cute young kiddos fighting for what's right.
After students set up their encampment yesterday morning, Northwestern's president announced new rules for campus demonstrations, including banning tents. Campus police initially threatened the student activists with arrests before backing off. A new report finds black people in Illinois are nearly 8 times more likely to experience homelessness than white people. The University of Illinois Chicago's Institute for Research on Race and Public Policy released its report on racial disparities in homelessness. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was at the university yesterday to push for solutions to homelessness during this year's legislative session.
Our approach understands that homelessness is not an issue of personal failing, but of historical discrimination and structural barriers that have driven inequality for black families across the nation and, of course, right here in Illinois.
Pritzker included $250 million to fight homelessness in his proposed budget for next year. That funding would need approval from state legislators by the end of June. Some Chicago public school support staff say their jobs are on the line as their principals consider next year's budget. Kimberly Jones has worked as a classroom aide at an elementary school in Woodlawn for 28 years. She says she and two other staff were told by the principal that their jobs were being eliminated.
We're the first responders. We're the first that see them in the morning. We're their counselors. We're there for our children.
At the Board of Education meeting yesterday, a representative of the Chicago Teachers Union said the district failed to prioritize support staff in the new budget. This includes clerks and aides. She also criticized the district's lack of transparency. The district is refusing to release school-based budgets to the public. The Biden administration announced new regulations yesterday requiring power plants to dramatically cut emissions. The nation's coal power plants have 8 years to wipe out 90% of their climate emissions or shut down. Illinois has a handful of these plants. Andrew Wren is the director of climate policy at the Prairie Rivers Network in Champaign. He calls the new regulations a major win for decarbonizing the electric grid.
It's a turning point. It means that we're committing to getting rid of fossil fuels, but it's also a moment. It's got to be a rallying cry to start building up those renewables.
The new regulations could also provide stricter limits on coal power plant pollution into the air, soil, and water. Something else you should know today. An Illinois man is free after a story published by WBEZ showed he was eligible for early release under a new state law. Richard McConnell is among a group of up to 1,000 people advocates say should be let out, but are still in prison. They say poor record keeping is why the prisoners are still behind bars. The law enhances credit earned toward early release for taking part in education, work, or other programs. Today's weather. It will be cloudy with occasional showers in the afternoon. The high should be in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies with a bit of sun in the afternoon. Highs in the high 70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.